703 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now, representing the Kansas City, Kansas Chamber of Commerce, is Daniel Silva. How you doing, Daniel?
I'm well.
Happy New Year to you, by the way. How's things treating you so far this month?
Happy New Year to you, too, and to everyone listening. Things are going pretty well so far here at the Chamber. 2 weeks into the new year, we're doing okay.
Yeah. Tell me what y'all have in store for 2021 this year.
Yeah, well, like everyone else, I think we're planning and hoping for a better 2021, a better year than we had last year. I do want to encourage folks listening and to our members to go to our website, kckchamber.com, to check out our list of events for the year. We're filling up that calendar pretty quickly, so we're excited for a better year. We plan to be virtual in the first two quarters. And, you know, knock on wood, hopefully we can get back to in-person events Q3 and Q4. But we got to get through these first 6 months first.
Yes. And another reminder for people out there to stay safe during this time. Even though we're getting these vaccines out, we still got to take our preparations while we're still trying to get to those vaccines during this pandemic, Daniel.
Absolutely. You know, and I think it's always been our position that we want businesses to remain open, but we want them to do so in a safe way, follow the safety protocols, making sure that they're being vigilant about their establishments. And again, to folks that are patroning those restaurants and bars, also be careful and follow those protocols.
No doubt. Tell me about what's going on with the YCO diversity.
You know, I think especially during these times, you know, it's been pretty uncertain times recently, and I can't help but be so proud of the amazing diversity, not just in Wyandotte County, but in the metro area. And, you know, speaking specifically to Wyandotte County, I've just been so impressed with the way that our businesses and our community has really rallied around one another. We have to continue that momentum and keep taking care of ourselves, take care of our small businesses. You know, they're really hurting. This pandemic is not over, and we need to continue to support local and support our small businesses. It's essential.
It is very essential for sure to take care of our small businesses out there. I hate to hear about some of those who are going through the struggles, but it's up to us to help them out. We are a community together, right, Daniel?
Absolutely. I think, again, we have to lean on one another, and I think the more than we can start looking out for one another and follow through on that, the better we'll be as a community and the better our economy will be. And I know it's tricky because we're trying to balance public health while not sacrificing the economy, and that's a really hard balance to get to. I think we want to encourage folks to stay safe. We want to encourage folks to get the vaccine when it becomes available for them. And again, we're really looking forward to exiting out of this pandemic, you know, and getting on to the normalcy.
No doubt. So, Daniel, anything coming up special going on with MLK Day that's coming up here this Monday?
Yeah, as you know, MLK Day is right around the corner. We want to make sure that people are honoring Martin Luther King's legacy. You know, look at community organizations that are putting on service events. We want to make sure that we want to honor his legacy. And, you know, I do want to share a quote, one of my favorite quotes from Martin Luther King Jr., and I think it's very relevant. It's always relevant, but especially during these times. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And I think we need to continue to love on each other, protect one another, support local businesses, and I think we'll get through this together. And another special mention, I want to give you a shout out. I hear you have a birthday coming up, so happy birthday to you, Playmaker.
Thank you. About a week away from that, I'm looking forward to celebrating for sure. I'm about to come over there on that side of town and give me a taco or something to celebrate. I know y'all talk about that taco trail a lot over there, Daniel.
Absolutely. You let me know. I'll give you a proper socially distanced tour of these establishments. I might just have to set up a spread for you to come check it out and report on to your fans.
That sounds great, Dale. That sounds great. All right. So if they want to learn more about the Kansas City, Kansas Chamber of Commerce, or they want to become a member, what can they do?
Absolutely. KCKChamber.com. We have business opportunities, events, programs for all types of businesses. I do want to share that just this week we've been able to sign on 5 minority women business owners, and I'm just so pumped up about that. We are continuing to see our local businesses step up and join the chamber, even through these hard times. We want to make sure that we're maximizing that investment and creating opportunities for our businesses. So to all our members, thank you very much for all the support. And to our future members, we look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, Daniel, and y'all got, by the way, there's some businesses that's participating in Restaurant Week, too, over there on your side of town. Is that right?
Yeah, there are. And that list, you know, is a long list. I'm trying my best to visit all of them. And even when it's not Restaurant Week, you know, I'm doing my absolute best to ensure that I'm supporting local small businesses.
That's right. So with or without Restaurant Week, please support those who support you and your community. That's for sure. Daniel, appreciate your time as always. Happy New Year to you once again, and look forward to talking to you again next month.
All right. Take care, Playmaker. Thank you.